Absolutely. Yeah, I would agree with that.
John, you mentioned the importance of the 12th man. How important is it for a home playoff game? This is where it seems a lot of teams fold when they don't have that home field advantage in the playoffs.
Well, there's different numbers on that as far as stats and all that, and it's actually pretty even, you know, as far as the biggest one is a six-day turnaround that gives teams a problem when you look at the numbers, when you're traveling. But other than that, it's a playoff game. Both teams come in and play the game on, it's 100 yards long, and is it 53 and a third wide, I believe? Hoosiers, you know, measure the deal.
John, how much does experience help in this situation? I mean, the Colts have some guys who still have a Super Bowl ring playing on their team, but most of that team is fairly young. You guys are now going through this for your fifth consecutive year. How much does that play a factor for you?
Right. We've got a number of guys that have been here before, and I think the shared experiences that we've had and then what we can impart upon the guys that haven't been a part of all that, you know, the triumphs and the disappointments all factor into who you are and what you bring to the table. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to bring all that to bear on Sunday.
How much usually is a week of a guy gets a week off at this stage of the season?
Yeah, I don't really have that measurement. I mean, it's got to help. How much it helps is probably different for every guy, you know, depending on what their injury might be.
John, Courtney Upshaw played a lot yesterday. What did you see from him on film, and where do you feel like he's made the most strides throughout his rookie season?
Well, I haven't really categorized it where he's made the most strides. I think he's made a lot of strides, you know, across the board, Jeff. He's gotten better in every area. You know, he's become a very, very solid player, and he can get better.
John, when did you pick up the AFC title game for you guys last year? How much is a performance like that in the postseason help the guy, because he's done that before on that stage, in this stage of the season?
Well, it's got to be a plus, you know, kind of what Mark's talking about. He's been in a lot of playoff games, you know, however many it's been, nine. So that's got to be a big plus for him.
John, what did you see out of Tyrod that impressed you yesterday with the amount of time he played?
Well, probably all the things that you and everybody else saw. You know, I thought he handled himself really well. On the negative side, we had a few too many pre-snap penalties. I think that was some of the linemen getting used to his cadence and things like that. That's why it was probably a good thing that he played as much as he did, to get used to that. He made plays. He made throws. He made runs. He moved the ball down the field. Did a nice job.
I know you're just starting to kind of look through things for the Colts, but what sticks out about Andrew Luck when you look at him on tape?
Well, he's a winner, first of all. His stats are phenomenal. I think he set some rookie passing yard records. You can tell he's very smart. He takes a number of play options to the line, you know, as a rookie, which he did at Stanford as well. So, you know, Stanford guy, 4.0.
Plan on talking to Jim at all about to get some scouting reports on him?
I hope he would share some stuff with me. What are you going to get? You know, I mean, you can see it on tape. He's a tremendous quarterback. He's got pluses and he's got things are not so plus. So it's like any quarterback. We'll be looking forward to playing against him.
John, you guys were really good early in the season at forcing some turnovers. In the last few games, you didn't get any yesterday. Won't get any against Eli.
Probably both. You know, we need to create those. We need to get pressure, knock the ball loose. We've had a couple of not so good breaks as far as some review calls and things like that on some sack fumbles that were rightly, you know, overturned or whatever. But no, we need to create more turnovers. That's a huge part of it. That'll be a big difference in the playoffs.
John, you hear all the time about, I guess, quote-unquote, teams wanted to be clicking at the right time. The offense obviously played well in this last extended action as far as the first team. Defense has played well during the course of the last couple of weeks. How do you feel about where you guys are at this point?
I feel great about where we're at. You know, I'm very excited about our team right now. I like us a lot. I've liked us all year. I've liked us when you guys haven't liked us as a group media. I'm talking about the pundits and the prognosticators, you know, who have to make predictions. I like the fact that we've overcome a lot of adversity, both personal and team. I like the fact that our guys have stuck together through a lot of that. I think that's what makes a team what it is, you know, and I'm looking forward to seeing who we are for the next one game through however many games we're able to play, you know, and it's going to be a big challenge. It's a great opportunity, and I wouldn't want to be coaching any other team besides the Ravens at this stage.
Look at Mathis and Brittany. These guys are obviously so accomplished. What do you see from them just at this stage of their careers? Are these guys still coming on that field?
Yeah, they're still the same. You know, they're probably, like any players, they get a little older, they compensate for one thing and add another thing to their game. They're both playing a little different position in the base defense. They're playing similar defense to what you're used to seeing here. They're playing outside backer in the base, but they're still playing edge rusher in the sub packages. And they look like excellent players, and they're capable of changing the game at any time, rushing the passer.
A couple times you've had the opportunity to walk across the field and see a guy you work for, Andy Reid. When you played against him this week, the opportunity is going to be flipped. But Chuck Pagano is going to walk across the field and shake your hand as a head coach. I mean, just talk about your relationship with him. And what have you thought about what that experience is going to be like, shaking a guy that worked for you now coaching against him?
Well, I got to do that with Rex, so that counts. You know, it'll be great. It's something that you take a lot of in this profession. Kind of what Aaron was alluding to. It's a big deal. You know, it's relationships are important. But by the same token, it's a game. They're the opponent, and right now they're just the opponent, and that's what we're going to compete against.
John, how much does being hot, for lack of a better term, momentum carry into going into the playoffs? Like you saw the Giants last year, they're not simply got hot late. Is it important, or is it its own individual thing?
Well, whatever team plays the best in the playoffs is going to win it. So, you know, you want to call that getting hot, I'd say it's pretty important. You know, starting this week, whoever plays the best will be the champion.